This is what Nuela Village in Sudan state of White Nile now looks like from above. It once had more than 80 homes, housing dozens of families. But heavy rains in the east of the country resulted in flash floods that left the houses in ruins.
These houses belong to me and my children. The waters came at night about a week ago and started flooding the village. They just moved in, but now everything is gone. I've managed to save this cupboard, but it's destroyed. I don't know what will happen next.
The only way to reach Nuela now is by boat, and many of the villagers are using them to pick up whatever they can salvage. Heavy rains in Sudan and neighboring Ethiopia means more water is flowing into the Nile River a few hundred kilometers away. People here say it's the worst flash floods they've seen in years. More water came from the valleys and streams than previously. The rain started in late July, and dozens of people have died, and more than 100,000 have been affected across 13 of Sudan's 18 states. Ammar Hamad shows us how the floods destroyed his village of Al Ghana, about 15 kilometers from Nuela. He had to carry his sick mother on his back to safety.
We've lost everything. We've lost our homes, our farmlands. Most of us only came out with what we're wearing. We don't have anything, and the government is yet to provide us with any aid.
And those villages are not the only ones to suffer. More than 50 villages have been destroyed by heavy rains and flash floods in White Nile State alone in the past week. Thousands of people have been displaced as a result, and many now live in the open. Many lack basic necessities such as food and clean water. And with more heavy rains expected in the coming days, there are concerns about the spread of waterborne diseases. Those displaced in the state have called on the local authorities to provide assistance, but they say they have limited capabilities and need help from aid agencies.
We have distributed tents, but they are not enough for the people affected, so we need aid organizations to assist us in the response because the needs are huge. There is need for mosquito nets, medicines, and additional tents. We are trying to help as much as we can, but the people affected are too many.
There are still weeks to go before the end of the rainy season, and the thousands of people displaced by the floods don't know how long they'll have to wait before they can return to their villages and rebuild their lives. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Jodah, White Nile.